flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Go Birds podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Ellie Troparks, James Seltzer with you. Day 18?
There it is.
Day 18.
How
about it?
Yep.
18 days straight. You and I have been looking at each other.
I know.
And
what a lucky guy.
I feel so lucky. You're right. I feel very lucky.
I need them to win something.
Oh my God, dude. It's.
Yeah, I was. So.
I need it. So I need the full run. I mean, I need them to win it all, obviously, but we can get to that after this week. I'm very Nick Sirianni, you know, one game at a time.
Boring.
Focus on the Commanders. That's all I'm worried about. But yeah, like, I need this to be the full run. You know, I need this thing to continue.
Yeah, I would say so. And I think it will. I'm still in the camp of I think they'll win.
You're a nervous wreck.
Honestly,
you're the most nervous person I've talked to this week. Joe was actually just saying on the morning show, like 10 minutes ago, when we were finishing the show. He's like, wow, we've gotten like zero calls of people who are concerned about watching.
I'm really surprised
by that. No guess. I mean, we had Seth Joyner literally say there's not a snowball's chance in hell that Washington wins, which I think is too far.
Yeah.
But honestly, of all the people I talked to, you are the most nervous.
So here's I've been trying to think of why. And I think there's a couple reasons. Obviously, the quarterback thing, which we've talked about.
Inner excellence, by the way.
Yeah, let me just...
Do your thing on the nerves, and then we'll get
it. So, I think probably where it comes from is, even though I know the Eagles have the best defense in the NFL, and I know the Eagles defense can win a game for them, because they have. They won a lot of
They've
games.
They won the last two games.
Yeah.
Two in a row, both playoff games.
Right.
Who won that defense?
There's just still a part of me that can't go into a game confident that you'll win because of defense.
Well,
I'm still very much offense needs to win it. And I'm not confident the Eagles offense can definitely win. I think they will win the game, but like, I'm not going into this.
I think the defense will win it for them.
Which is why I'll pick the Eagles.
So the amount of times that we said in the offseason or leading into the season, well, you know, as long as the defense can just be serviceable, get a couple stops when you need it. Obviously, if this team's going to be great, it's because they're going to have one of the great offenses we've ever seen.
Yeah.
the
offense has been good. It's not like the offense has been bad.
Running game we've ever seen. It's just so funny because, like, without a doubt, of the two, the defense is the better.
I agree. And so I think that when you look at this game, and so it's not surprising Seth would feel a ton of confidence as a defensive guy. And I think, look, we got good news with Quinyon yesterday.
Huge.
He's going to play.
Yeah. And Jalen, look, you know, I'm concerned about the knee in a general sense. I feel like it's gone as well as I could have hoped from what we're hearing about Jalen's knee and also the way Jalen, you know, he's limited, not out yesterday. Like, basically kind of, I'm as positive as I could be about the knee while still being concerned about it.
I think the injury news has been really good. Now, Goddard and Juergens.
Yeah, the Goddard, out of nowhere, Juergens.
Yeah.
Are you concerned about either of those?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely concerned about the Goddard thing. And then Juergens, I don't know enough about yet. So we'll find out more today. The fact it's a back is not good. The fact it's tough because it's an estimate of what they would have done in a practice. So he probably was at the walkthrough yesterday and did it. But if it was a real practice, wouldn't have been able to. So that's not great. I mean, we talked about Jonathan Allen has been awesome so far this year. I heard a bit of the morning show driving in, like, Nick Gates is the backup center. Don't feel great about that matchup if he has to go in.
Very big. He wasn't even good in that Giants game.
Like, right.
He was the problem.
Now, you know, Juergens will play, I'm sure. And
I think so, too.
Right? Like, he'll probably play the whole game. You can't project.
And he is a like, they're both losses. Goddard has been the best receiver in the playoffs for this team, shockingly. Right. But I think of the two, I think Juergens clearly the bigger loss.
Well, yeah.
Based on the backup.
A massive one if
that's
they
my point. Yeah,
yeah. So, one last thing. Well, let me do inner excellence first, and I have a question for you.
Are you cheating?
A little bit.
Yes, you open. You picked the passage.
Well,
ahead of time.
I just feel like we haven't got great passages.
But
so
that's
I, but
the
you,
point.
You can
it's
ask.
Supposed to be.
Hold on. You can ask Tucker. How long did I spend looking? Maybe 2 seconds. I literally opened the book, and I swear, I maybe turned one or two pages, and I just happened to find.
How do we feel about this?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't like searching for it.
Right. It was literally.
Okay.
It was
because
literally
we have been
2 or 3 seconds.
Pretty strong on just pick a random passage.
But I swear, all I did was I picked it up, and I think I went like this, and I happened to get it.
I mean,
I
this
promise.
Page has like a chart on it. I'm okay. excited about that.
No, I just think
I'm
it's
a little leery of this.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're gonna do. We're gonna do here. I don't love this, but
right.
Read your chosen passage.
The most dangerous position. We've become so obsessed with comparing well and being successful, so we can know that we're somebody, that we're okay, that we often choose the wrong path in pursuit of our dreams.
That's it. That's all.
That was interesting. Yeah, because it was like. We've talked about this in various ways on the pod before, but like, actually not a ton, but you know, with like social media and like always wanting, you probably don't do this as much because you're not on social media. So you probably can't relate to this. But like a big thing, obviously, you know, is like you see people on social media and like you compare your life to them and like, but you're only seeing their highlights.
I definitely don't do that.
You make the,
I'm not on Instagram.
Right,
I'm
exactly.
Like,
this is not your wheelhouse.
I don't even see people. I see Twitter's the only thing I'm on. And even then it's just people writing.
So. But what I think's interesting about that is like you see things on social media that you're not really informed about. And then you make decisions off of your life based off of that. You see what I'm saying?
I don't.
Well, but I mean, you don't
I mean,
go
but
through
I don't,
it.
I get what
you
you're
don't,
saying.
Right.
I'm not a big, I've never been a keep up with the Jones like mentality.
Right.
Like I've never really cared what other people
right.
have or do. I just care about my path and my focus, but I get what he's saying. I think it's important to have that.
And I could see if we want to try to tie all these to AJ,
yeah.
but like, I, you know, if you want to try to like yesterday, AJ talked and it's got to kill him inside that he's getting so many questions about run blocking. Like he can pretend like it's all like, oh, like he's happy doing it. And I was so happy I had those 2 blocks. And I'm sure part of him is. And I do think AJ is a team guy, but there is no way that he is not looking around the league at other receivers, putting up all these numbers, making Pro Bowls, you know,
well, he was second team all pro.
He was, which props you know? Him, but like could have been, you know, he has sacrificed a lot this year. So I do think there's something about
he
this.
He did get a
like,
huge contract.
He did, for sure.
Like, and that's the thing coming into the season. We knew, like we said, when you had, and it's normally Dallas Goedert, but when you have Saquon Barkley, when you have Devontae Smith, when you have Dallas Goedert, when you have AJ Brown, like none of those guys are going to get what they would get if they were the number one option on a team, which other than Goedert, all three of those guys could be the number one option on a team. Guess what? When you're all three on the same team, you're not going to get as much as you would if you were the main guy on the team.
And I think AJ and Devontae, we can loop him in here, have done a really good job handling that for sure. Like,
yeah, I think AJ, other than one moment, which it all worked out fine, but I don't think he did a great job handling
passing
it.
Thing you're talking about,
but otherwise, I think he's done a great job.
Yeah, I think so too. But I do think there still has to be a part of him.
Devontae has done a perfect job. Like, model yourself after Devontae Smith.
At least
if you're
publicly.
A professional athlete. Yeah, publicly.
Yeah.
If you're a professional athlete, say what that guy says, act the way that guy acts. Like,
yeah.
What a freaking professional.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith.
I mean, the Alabama guys, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there is obviously an advantage.
They're prepared for
it. But I think there has to be a part of AJ that is just, and Devontae, that you watch, like, Saquon has 2,000 yards, the 2K say shirts that everyone wears, like, all the years about Saquon. I respect their ability to not make it.
I get what you're saying, but at the same time, like, they want to win. Like,
no, I know,
I think
but
they should act that
they
way.
They do want to win, but they, like, they are still sacrificing.
Yeah,
so I could see
I guess
how.
So, but, like, they are, but at the same time, not really, because they both got contracts for the season. The reason you play is to make money and to win a championship, and they've got both those things in front of them. Like, I mean, like, my point being, if they win the Super Bowl this year, like, if I'm AJ, that's a better season for me than any year where I had more yards, more touchdowns, more this, more that. Same thing for Devontae. So it's
if they win the Super Bowl, I agree.
Yeah, but you're trying to win this. Like, that's the whole point of it. I get what you're saying, but, like, I don't like looking at it. I mean, that's, Nick would hate looking at it that way, right?
No, but, like, whether we want to look at it that way or not, I do think there is just a reality of, like, when you are a professional athlete on a team.
Look, I get it.
You know,
I get it. But at the same time, like when you're making $25 million to play this year, like I don't have sympathy. Like my point is like, I don't look at it and be like, hey, yay, good job, man, for sacrificing. I look at it as like, yeah, you got paid $25 million to do whatever's best for this team to win football games. Like, and guess what? You're winning a lot of them. So I think complaining in that spot would be a real problem for me. Like, I don't think, like, I get that sacrificing targets and stuff like that, but it's for the betterment of your team. Like, it should all be about the team, and that's great. That's what they're doing. But, like, I have no, oh, poor AJ didn't get as many catches. Like, who cares? Win football games. Well, it doesn't mean anything to me, especially because they just got paid. If he was in a contract year or something like that, completely different discussion, but they just got paid.
So I think both things can be true. I think you're right. Like, they should all do what's best for the team. But I still think they deserve credit for handling it well. Like, the best I can think of is, let's say...
I think Devontae handled it well while he complained.
No. He had the one thing where he said the passing game wasn't great. And that was, for what it's worth, like,
I
think all
AJ's done it fine, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, great job, AJ, for being a teammate. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this is what he should do.
It's what he should do, but it's not easy to do, if that makes sense. Like, it would be like, all right, let's say this,
If you're winning, man, hold up. What about Jalen?
Well,
what about what Jalen sacrificed?
I agree. Jalen has sacrificed.
Jalen has been crushed this year because he's not throwing a lot, 100 whatever yards, this and that. Like, but you know what? We haven't heard him complain once. In fact, he's looked happier and more excited, and he's doing the Saquon thing. Like, we just saw him, like, the giddiest he's ever been with, like, doing an interview with Saquon. Like, get over it.
So I agree that Jalen has sacrificed. The difference between Jalen and AJ is, and I think we would all agree on this, the reason they're not passing it is not because of AJ. The reason they're not passing it is because of Jalen's limitation.
I get your point, but I understand where you're going with it. He's not going to be like, great job, like not complaining. Like, I don't understand.
So like, let's just use the morning show as an example, right? Let's say, and I don't think this would be the case because obviously whenever you talk, I love to hear you talk.
But if I talk less, we had better ratings.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay, right. And if like, let's say Rod said you talk 30% less.
He did. When we first started the show, because Joe didn't really trust John because he didn't know him. Right. Joe and I had worked together for years. Joe would talk to me way more than he talked to John. Spike had to come to me and say, hey, man, you got to back off. You got to talk less. And it was absolutely the right call for the show.
Right.
And I did it. And I'm happy I did it.
I think that's admirable. Like that's what I'm saying about the AJ thing. Like when you were told to talk less and you did it.
I'm not making $25 million a year, you know? So.
Yeah, but the money doesn't really matter in this case. Like we're talking about ego and how they feel.
The reason the numbers matter are to win and to get paid. That's the whole point of it. So I think the money is absolutely a part of it.
I think there's more than that though. Like you're a huge part of the morning show, right? Like when people think of the morning show, they think of you, Richie, and Joe. Like if you had to
take Rhea.
And well, like all everyone, right? Yeah. And Devin. But like you three came in together.
Right.
So if you were told to take a back seat, so for the betterment of the show, like, and you did it with a smile on and it's better for the show and the station, I think that would be extremely mature and admirable of you. I think it would be okay for you to say, I've been here for 10 years. Like, right?
I think it's a different thing though. Like, I get what you're trying to, I just don't think it's apples to apples. Like, it's a hard comparison.
Well, but I think what I'm talking about is personal sacrifice.
Right. But if they'd give me a brand new contract where I was making more than anyone else in my field in my industry or as much or whatever, and then ask me to do it, wouldn't that be a different situation than if I were coming up for a contract in a year and I had to prove my value and prove my worth? Like, that is different.
It's different, but I still think even with the new contract, there would still, I would feel for you at least, a justification of like, well, no, I should be able to talk.
I think about it differently, I guess.
Yeah.
I can check my ego at the door. You can't. I think it's worth it.
I'm saying I think he deserves credit for how he's
I don't. Yeah. I think it's fine. You can give him credit, but like, I don't think he deserves it. I think he's doing his job. Like, his job is to come in and help them win football games, right?
Right.
Like,
but when he...
do we say... What about offensive linemen? We don't sit there... And this is a unique offensive line because they're, you know, famous.
And they got what they wanted with the Rumble.
But like, in reality, like, offensive line, that whole job is you're not getting the ball. You're not getting the credit. To your point, like, wide receiver block and like, wow, I had that block. That was cool. Like, we don't ever say like, wow, admirable job by the offensive line not complaining about this or that.
Offensive lineman's a thankless position. I agree with you on that.
So I don't think we need to thank AJ. I think he's just doing what he's getting paid to do, and he's doing a great job of it.
I mean, maybe we agree on this more than it seems. I think AJ and Devontae, because of how good they are, how much they've accomplished in the league, would have had a right this year to feel to feel like they should be more involved in the offense. And the fact that they have not, at least publicly, like, I think it could have been way more. Well, but AJ did it one time and it like was a two-week thing. So.
AJ's had a few moments over his career where, I mean, up at 31-7 before this, like, whatever it was in that Giants game, he's complaining on the sideline about not getting the ball. Like, we've seen this from AJ Moore. Devontae, never once, not one time has he ever had an issue with this. So like, I can't, I'll give Devontae all the credit in the world. I'll give the AJ some credit, but I just don't think they just like need credit when they're making $25 million a year to go out and be part of a team and they're 16-3. Like, great job, guys. Awesome.
Yeah.
I get where you're going. Let's move on. All right. We got your five key.
So I saw a funny sign today really quick. Ooh. This could be a final thought, but maybe it's just good transition thing. So I'm walking from the office to or my car to the office, and this sign is hanging up on a pole. I'm not going to read the guy's number, but I'll show you the picture just because it's funny. So this guy's picture is on the pole, right?
Okay, so read it. Yeah.
It says, Eric, to the blonde.
So should we tell people what it looks like?
Yeah, I mean,
it's like kind of an old guy out there, with so like crazy hair.
You're not going to see it anyway.
No, I mean, for the listeners.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're not watching on YouTube. I'm saying the people listening to the podcast.
It's just like an old guy.
Yeah, it's like an old guy with his hair is kind of looking crazy and stuff, a blonde.
And it says, to the blonde beauty who used to go to the YMCA on Christian Street, text me, please. He put his
no
talk
way.
About shooting your shot.
Also, like, that guy?
Well, it's just, I love the, it's like,
it's hilarious is what it is.
And it's just so funny to think, like, imagine if you're that blonde beauty who used to go to
the YMCA. So was that at the YMCA?
I don't even know where the YMCA is. This was outside of.
Swim class,
and it's actually not.
I literally
Christian.
Go there for Zoe's swim.
No, you're right. So it's nowhere close to that. Yeah. So I just, funny. Yeah. Like, talk about just all time, like, shooting a shot. And think of how much you'd have to like somebody and, like, be interested
to really put it out there.
Right.
Also, like, how many people are going to text you otherwise, too? You know, just because you're out there in the world.
It would be funny if we texted, like, hey, do you think AJ's made enough sacrifice? Just completely unrelated to what's going on. It's also, like, you remember back in the day, they used to have, like, misconnections on,
of course.
Like,
yes. Of course. Yes.
Like, it's so crazy to think how that's not real. Like, it is still a thing, but they just, you would handle it so differently.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I've seen people tweet that. Like, oh, I met a girl at a play.
Well, there was the girl at the Eagles game a few weeks ago. Remember this went viral?
Yeah, what happened?
She, like, some guy yelled at her out of a car, like you're hot or something.
What?
And I guess she thought he was hot too. So
what?
She said on the news, like, if you're the one that said that,
no.
Come find me. Yeah.
Did they find each other?
I don't know that. I feel like they probably didn't, because otherwise I would think it would go viral. Yeah, but I'm into a misconnection though. Like, I definitely could picture, like, I don't know, you're in the sub.
Yeah, it's a fun idea. I mean, it's like a movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's a, what's it called? A meet cute?
Or meet cute.
That's a cute, right? Is it
meet cute
from the holiday?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it from, I don't know what it's from.
Well, that's where I know it from. They talk about it in the
It's just a phrase that's used. But yeah, meet cute is like how you meet. It's a cute one.
I would say this would be a cute way to meet. If you saw the sign.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a total meet cute.
That's a great story when you're out with another couple. How did you meet?
Yeah.
So here's a question before we get to the five thoughts. Because the midday's doing this, that was an interesting question. Is this game on the offense or the defense?
The defense.
So I think it's on the offense.
I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, it obviously it's both.
Right.
But I think that, and it's funny because we said the season is on the offense, really. And like, I understand what you're saying, like the offense has to do well for them to win. But when I go in, when I hear the phrase is this game on, I think of like, all right, who's got to carry the team today? And I think it's the defense always.
So
I think every game this season I think it's always on the defense now because that's the best thing that we have.
I think the defense is the better unit of the two.
Right? Without a doubt. Yeah.
Right. So in that way, I agree. And also Washington's offense is better than Washington's defense.
Yeah.
That's
why I think in this one, it's like clearly the defense.
I still think though, like because the Washington offense is good, you can't expect this defense.
Look, it's both of them.
Yeah, of course.
But you got to go with your best unit. You play your strengths.
But I think like the offense against this Washington defense should be able to move the ball. You know,
sure. Again, I think it's like, no offense to the midday show. I don't think it's a great question because it's both. Like, obviously it's both. Like, I think if I had to choose, I would just choose the better unit. But like, I don't feel super strong. You could convince me like, oh, well, the offense has score points. Yeah, you're right. They do. Like, I just think it's like kind of a nothing question.
Yeah. I just going into it, like, I still feel that while the defense is awesome and while it's the better of the units, it still just feels like house money to me with the defense. Like, it's awesome. The defense,
you got to get past that, man.
No, I know.
They're the best defense in football and having like for since
we've five. But it's still to me an offensive league where the rules are slanted.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. That's why it's like a, I don't know.
Right.
I think the defense because they're the better unit. There's my answer.
So I think
I don't really have much more to say about it. You know, I don't think it's that like that interesting.
Right.
You
know? So I think the offense for me, like, I still need Jalen to play well. Like, I still think like the money's on the offensive side of the ball. And when you're going up against a defense in Washington that is really not that good, like their defensive line has been better. I still think their back four is not that great. Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner are good players, but like it's better talent. The Washington has better talent on the offense. So like it is, if the defense struggles, like it's okay. Not okay, I shouldn't say, but like, I know you don't care.
Let's get to the
All right, go ahead.
I don't think you're trying to convince me of something. Like, I don't, right. You know what I mean? I don't feel strongly about it. Like, I think the game's on the Eagles. The Eagles need to win on Sunday. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Like, it just, I don't think it's that compelling to me.
Right. Know? All right. Five matchups. Number one, Landon Dickerson versus Jonathan Allen. So we kind of talked
massive
a little bit there, but like Jonathan Allen has been awesome since he's come back. 8 pressures in his two playoff games. I'm surprised. Like, I thought he would come back and not be that good. He missed a large chunk of the season. We've talked a lot about
how hard
defensive linemen miss time
for big guys.
Now, it's not only on Landon because it's a Landon and Cam thing, but Jonathan Allen does line up across from Landon Dickerson. What's good is Landon Dickerson's obviously awesome.
That's the guy you would look. Right. Becton's been great, but if you had to choose, you'd still choose Dickerson.
Yeah, and there's two parts to this. Where one, against the pass, obviously you don't want the pocket being collapsed up the middle.
Which is, after last week, I think the biggest question mark we have coming in this game for this line.
And then the running game. Like, if they're not going to be able to throw the ball, then they're going to have to run it. So I've seen a lot of Washington people being like, they shut Saquon down in the last game. And I just disagree. Like, I know that he had the big long run, and then he had, I think, like 65 yards on the next 20 carries or something like that. But I've just, and we used to do this with LeSean McCoy, like, I just don't believe in the, well, 80 of his yards came on one carry, so they shut him down the rest of the time. Like, that's just not how it works.
Yeah, the play happened.
Right. Like, and also, I think that, I know this run started first, like came first, but if you run it 3 yards, 3 yards,
that's
3 yards,
part of
and
it.
And then, yeah,
you're,
exactly.
You're softening the defense. So, you keep pounding. They want to not want to tackle you. The whole thing, it's all part of
and
it.
And I get like there's.
I mean, like, look, last week, the 205 was like greatest running ever. Like, he had what? A 78 and a 62 yard
right.
run? So, yeah. Like 130 or 140, or is that right? Yeah. 140 of his yards, exactly. 140 of his 205 were two runs. Like, that's Saquon. Like, that's why he's great. Like, what are we talking about here? I'm 100% with you.
And also, like, I do get the whole, well, they're not moving it consistently, but the Eagles scored 30 plus points on the defense last night with Kenny. So I don't think they shut Saquon down, but obviously Jonathan Allen, big part of this game. Number two, obviously we just talked about Quinyon. Quinyon says he's going to play.
Very aggressively. Like,
I think he's fine.
Shocked if he's not playing.
I think he's fine.
Yeah. I think it was something where, like, a bad stinger or something like that, where it was like it felt really bad. They didn't know what was going on, couldn't put him back in the game, but like ultimately he's fine.
Yeah. So I think that obviously they're still gonna attack him though. So he lines up across from Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin beat him for that touchdown last game. Terry McLaurin is by far their best receiver. And I don't think they're going to be afraid to throw a Quinyon. So, like, Quinyon is going to get tested. So that's a huge one. If you shut down Terry McLaurin, like, they have other guys.
Deami Brown's been good for them.
Deami Brown's been good. Alameda's
like Zach Ertz, by the way, you know, still making plays for them. But I agree. Like, their offense runs through and around Terry McLaurin.
Yeah. I mean, outside of that, I think it's basically like, can Jaden Daniels run? And he obviously can. Well, but I mean, last game, like, they missed so many tackles.
They were horrible against
him. Yeah. So you got to bring him
down.
And
in the first game they played, he didn't run at all because of the ribs. So it was like kind of, you know, only one game to really base it on.
So next one, Cliff Kingsbury.
Real quick on that, how much do you think the last game where he did run on them a lot, how much do you think it helps defenses to face someone like that and see his elusiveness, see the way he runs? Like, does that matter? Do you think they have a better shot?
Brandon Graham said it really did.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
I think it does. Like, I just think, and Hugh Douglas actually said this too, like, I think once you see someone's speed in person, there's a big advantage for the next time. The first time they played Daniels, he was banged up. He wasn't
really
running.
It almost shocks you the first time.
Yeah. And they didn't really experience it the first time, right?
So at all. Like, he didn't run at all.
Yeah. So I think they've now experienced what it's like. And he's impressive as a runner, man. Like, he's not Lamar, but he is so skinny.
Yeah.
And, like, he runs upright, which isn't
like
great.
He, like, glides.
Exactly.
Like, Lamar, it's like, wow, look at how fast he is. Daniels, it's like he, like, covers so much ground, but it doesn't look like it just. It's fluid. Like,
now, he does expose himself to getting hit because he runs upright.
There's a reason his ribs got hurt.
Yeah, exactly. So, but he is a very effective runner. I mean,
and he's also really good at throwing on the run, at, like, you know, stopping and popping, like all that, all the stuff with running and throwing, he's great.
Well, what's crazy is, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but I don't think he's perceived as like I think Jalen is definitely perceived as a run first.
Well, because he's such a great thrower.
Well, that's what I mean.
Like, he's such a great he's one of the most accurate guys in the league.
He had almost 900 yards rushing this year. Like, he had more than Jalen. No, and I know Jalen missed time.
That's why he's like Lamar. It took a long time for him to get to where he is as a passer, but he's become a great passer. Like, Jalen's always been, you know, a runner better than a passer. He's had moments, obviously, 2022, he threw the ball really well and all that. But like Daniels is like elite at both.
Yeah.
This guy's something.
Well, and the question, I mean, remember in that last game, there was that huge third down. I think it was like
third 14.
And they didn't spy him and he ran. So I'll be curious to see if they spy him this time around. Or, not having Nakobe, I wonder how much that impacts what they feel they can do with their linebackers. I don't think you want Nolan Smith spying him because you want him rushing him because he's been so much better there. But,
and you don't want to use up Zach Bond spying him.
Yeah, so regardless, I don't know we got here from McLaurin. But I think it's like shut down McLaurin and then...
Shut down the running. Yeah, and then you're in a really good spot.
And I think you feel pretty good about it. Like, there's going to be hard for them to move the ball. Number three, Vic Fangio versus Cliff Kingsbury.
Love this.
So,
yes, is this our first... I think we had McVay versus Fangio.
Maybe,
But I love this. Love
it. I just like, I'm not going to lie. I was impressed watching the Washington offense. So, and I'm not a big, like, impressed by the play design, but like, I was impressed watching it. Like, it feels like they get creative. Like,
I am too, but I'm also like not a Cliff Kingsbury guy.
I'm not a Cliff guy either. Trust me.
I think he's had a good year. Like, credit to Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
He's done a nice job there, but it's like, when you ask me, like, who do you trust more, Vic Fangio or Cliff Kingsbury? It's like Vic by a mile. You know?
Yeah.
But I agree with you. This is a bias. Like, Kingsbury's had a great year and he's done a great job with Jaden.
Yeah. And I also think last game, like, for what it's worth, they did move the ball on the Eagles defense. And there were a lot of things that happened there. Chauncey got thrown out. It was an emotional game, all those things. But I was surprised by this. And let me double check it to make sure. But
The Chauncey thing was a big factor in that game. They definitely attacked McCollum after Chauncey went out.
I'm pretty sure they blitzed Jaden Daniels 20 times last game.
What?
There was
a game they blitzed 20
times? So, according to Pro Football Focus, Daniel was blitzed 20 times in 46 dropbacks last game, which is wild to me.
That is like so much higher than their...
So, in the first game, again, according to Pro Football Focus, he was blitzed 5 times in 39 dropbacks.
Which is what the Eagles have done for the vast part of the season against everybody.
Last game, they weren't getting pressure.
It's really weird.
And Vic decided to blitz. And now, against the blitz, Daniels was pretty good. He was, I have it written down here somewhere. He had...
Your ability to bounce between stuff and stats on your phone is very impressive.
Thank you.
It shows someone who really knows how to
he was
make
like
these things happen.
11 of 15 for 3 touchdowns and interception. His pass rating was like 100. Yeah, so he was good against the blitz. So like, on one hand, I don't think the Washington offensive line's that good. I really don't.
Especially missing Kissimmee or whatever.
Yeah. But last game... Clearly, Vic felt differently because he blitzed 20 times. So that is with the Cliff Fangio thing. Like, I'm a little worried they're going to get out schemed this week. Just a little worried.
Vic? You think Vic's going to get out schemed?
Well, they got out schemed last game.
Yeah.
And I know now you've seen it.
It's a weird game, though. And the CJ GJ thing might have been part of it. He might have felt like he had to blitz more because he didn't have CJ GJ in the back.
Maybe.
Like, I don't know.
It didn't go well. Like, Cliff won the last
coaching match. Let me ask you a question. And if you remember, one of the big things we talked about on this show heading into that last game was the potential for it to be a preview for the first round of the playoffs. Ironically, now we're seeing that. Do you think there's any chance that Vic did what you asked him to? Do you think there's any chance Vic was using that game at all as a feeler game?
I don't. He doesn't seem like that
you
kind.
Said hold it back.
I agree.
And in hindsight, imagine if you had some sweet stuff to help.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I mean, but he doesn't seem like that type of guy.
He doesn't,
I don't know.
But at the same time, like,
but it is very out of character.
It's really the only time since the bye, it's the only game the defense has given up 20 points other than the Rams putting up 22 the other day. Like the defense ever since the bye has been perfect other than that one game.
Yeah.
And losing CJ GJ is a big part of it. I also think losing Jalen early in a game like affects the defense. It affects everyone on the team.
I agree.
Way they think about it. The fact, well, we lost our quarterback. He's out. Like, it changes the way you play. It changes the way you think. Like, so I honestly, for most things, I throw that game out. Like, mostly throw that game out, other than like, wow, Jaden Daniels
is
awesome. Like, I give the kid credit.
They were just out of character in that game. And we said after, it was just an out of character game. Like, the missed tackles, the blitzing numbers. But that being said,
I feel like, we should just count on one game a year against Washington being weird.
And what's crazy
every year.
Yeah, for real.
Right?
What's crazy is the pass rush numbers weren't bad. Like, Milton Williams, by the way, Milton Williams, like, if Drew from Westchester is listening, he's like my dark horse to have a great game. Like, so if you want to make a prediction,
Williams, I think here's my prediction for Milton Williams. And this is a postseason prediction, but I love that call and I think he matters. I think Milton Williams is one of those guys where the rest of the league's good. Like, he's going to get like 4 for 80 or something like that.
He's going to get a lot of money.
He's going to get paid and everyone's going to be like, what? And it's going to be a great contract. That's my prediction.
I think they're going to pay Milton.
They might pay him themselves. Yeah. My point is Milton Williams is going to get paid.
So I got into this debate with Ike, but like,
by the way, real quick, I'm sorry. We don't ever bring it up. How funny is it to think back on the Milton Williams draft and the whole Tom Donahue and all that, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right? With the whole, like, wouldn't shake
I don't, that quarterback, I don't even know if he's playing.
Yeah,
right.
I don't remember what
but
his name
is. But isn't that
is.
Wild? Like, to go back to that moment now with Milton and think about it, because we don't ever really talk about it, but that was the beginning of Milton Williams as an Eagle.
So Ike was, like, saying that he thinks they value Jordan Davis more than Milton Williams.
I don't know. I mean, Milton plays more.
And, like, look, Ike knows defense. Ike knows people there. So, like, I take that, like, seriously. But, like, if I'm the Eagles, I'm paying Milton Williams before I'm paying Jordan. I know that he and Milton Williams will get more money than Jordan Davis.
Absolutely.
Like, I wouldn't, because of Jordan Davis's inability as a pass rusher, I would not let Milton Williams leave. Like, it's him, Becton, and Bond are the three top.
Well, those are the exact, and those are big time things.
Yeah.
You know? And wish you get that Bryce Huff money back. Huh?
You could convince me.
By the way, we didn't talk about it, but do people realize that Bryce Huff played 0 snaps in the last game?
Yeah, one snap and 2 games. I think there's a shot if BG plays in the Super Bowl that Huff's inactive. I mean, who else do you who?
By the
who
way,
you put
can we
down?
Take the if out of it? I believe to my core.
Yeah, I think he'll play.
If they make it to the Super Bowl, Brandon Graham will play. Maybe it's a snap, 2 snaps, 4 snaps, whatever. But like, Brandon Graham will be active. I think Brandon Graham will be active.
And I was debating this with some writers yesterday. Like, they're like, well, they're not going to make him active if it's only 1 or 2 snaps. I'm like, I disagree with.
Are you out of your mind?
It's the
Talk
Super
about
Bowl.
Lifting
it's Brandon
his team
Graham.
Up.
Yeah, exactly.
Bryce Huff was active, didn't play. Like,
right.
We don't care.
Now the argument would
is
be
if someone gets hurt and you need him to play.
Yeah,
but you know what, like. It could be the last game of his career. Like, just go out and play.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I'm so, like, if he can play, I would bet everything I have that they would activate Graham over Hawk.
Dude, there is no shot Brandon Graham goes to Howie and goes.
It says I could play, and they're like, listen, Brandon.
And Vic loves him.
I agree.
And doesn't like Bryce. So
I'm
it's not
so
like, yeah.
I'm so
I think he will play in the Super Bowl.
I agree with you. Yeah.
If they win.
Yeah, they got to win.
A.J. Brown versus Marshawn Lattimore.
I
forgot
classic.
What a fun matchup that was last
year. Yeah.
Like, they were going back and forth with each other.
I forgot they traded for Marshawn Lattimore. Yeah.
I know. Well, he actually
he was hurt for a while, didn't play a ton.
Yeah. His numbers haven't been great in the playoffs.
He's been pretty bad in Washington.
Dealing with the hamstring injury. And it's just tough with any passing matchup because it's like, who knows? He could have one catch for 10 yards because Jalen.
Because yeah.
Right? But
yeah.
Like, he beat Lattimore up and down the field
he
last
did.
Time. So,
he
like,
did.
This should be a matchup you're able to win.
Let me ask you a question about A.J., in terms of, because you rewatch the games, you know, you're always kind of locked in on everything.
Yeah.
You'll see the coaches tape and all that kind of stuff. Have you been able to notice whether the knee has hampered him at all in games?
I don't think it is watching him, but I thought it was interesting after the game last week at his locker. He said he feels like he's getting back to himself. So I kind of think AJ feels it's been hampering him. I don't see it, but AJ seems to feel
okay.
It.
Well, that's good to know. All right. What's next?
Number 5.
Oh, we know what the 5 is. Jalen Carter.
Yeah, Jalen Carter.
I mean, you had to.
Trent
Scott. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, this is
just, so what's the backup's name? Trent Scott
hasn't played a snap at right guard all year besides last week. In 2021, he played 300 snaps at guard. He was ranked, like, 122nd out of 130 guards. He hasn't even played the position for 4 years.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it almost is so wild to me that I'm wondering if, like,
this
they know something we don't.
Yeah, if
they,
like,
you know?
This guy's going to be a superstar.
Yeah,
like,
well, he's a veteran, too. It's not like he's young, you know, so...
Former
he's
quarterback.
Played tackle. Is he a...
No, Trent Green.
Okay, well, it's Trent
Scott.
Yeah. I was about to say, wow.
Trent Green for a second.
I mean, Lane's a former quarterback, so you never know.
I meant actual, like, Trent Green.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, Jalen Carter's got to dominate it. And it's one of those things where you would want to move Jalen so he is across from Trent Scott. You don't have to do it. Like, that's where he lines up. So, couldn't have worked out better for the Eagles. Now, the Shield thing's a little bit in my head of, like,
the moving quick.
We'll see. And for those that didn't hear, it was basically they run so much hurry up offense that while I think Jalen Carter will be on the field still, like, is he as effective when he gets 10 seconds to rest instead of 30 or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I think the Eagles should win all these matchups, right? Like, the only one, again, I'm worried about Kingsbury and Fangio, like McLaurin, Mitchell, but.
What do you think's the most important one? Feels like Vic versus Cliff, right? Of all those.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one.
Yeah. But then if you had to go player, I would go Jalen Carter.
Yeah. I think
because, like, if Jalen Carter dominates,
it could be a game wreck.
Yeah. Like, it could get a hit on Daniels early. Like, it could
hurt the ribs, man. Yeah. That's been a pretty good formula.
Yeah. Agreed.
I love it.
One day closer. Once we do the key matchup. Yeah.
Oh my God, the matchups get me going. I love the great work on the matchups, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love the graphic, the whole thing.
Almost 13,000 Instagram followers.
I love it.
Slowly but surely.
What? Look at you.
I know. Slowly but surely. All right. You ready?
Final thoughts?
Yes. You want me to go first?
Sure.
All right. I have two.
By the way, I have so many now. One reason the Eagles have to win is I have too many final thoughts to get through this week. So like, keep going.
All right. Here it is. Books and beer are two things where I think the cover really, really matters. And you could almost convince me it matters more than what's
inside. The cover?
Because like, so
beer, chugging like a beer bottle.
Like the cover of a book looks, the cover of a beer can.
Okay, I got it.
Like when I, so.
More important?
Almost. All right,
so beer and what was the other one?
Books.
Okay.
So we're in
Barnes. So you are literally saying, I will judge a book by its cover.
Well, yeah, literally. Because we're in Barnes & Noble.
You mean cliches are cliches for a reason. Exactly. Don't judge a book by its cover, but go ahead.
We're in Barnes & Noble a few days ago.
And you're actually getting real physical books.
I know. Well, Kristen was getting a book. But I was watching a press conference on my phone. But like, as you walk around a bookstore, it is crazy how much just the cover of a book matters so much in catching your eye. Like, it would be impossible to look through all those books, read the back, and like pick strictly, like something has to draw you to the book, right? And so I think with that, and when I'm in a beer store, like I don't know what the difference between all these stupid beers are. So like, I just like, that can looks cool. Like, all right, let me check what that one is. Or that one caught my eye.
Okay, so you would check though and be like, oh, I don't like IPA.
Yeah, then you do more research.
Okay,
but I think in terms of,
this is fair. I thought you were saying to decide.
No.
I'm not gonna buy a beer because the can looks cool because I don't like IPA.
But if I don't
anymore,
if I'm looking, me too.
Yeah,
if I'm looking at,
done with it. I've got enough of IPA.
My beer buying process is: let's see what the can looks like, and if it's an IPA, I put it back down. But like, if I'm deciding between two beers that are relatively the same, there's something cool about holding a cool can.
I think you probably go further with it than most because that's your personality. You are someone who's like shiny things and whatnot, But I agree with you to a point. I think for the catching the eye and getting me to look at something, I will, though, if it's like, 4% alcohol, don't want it.
For sure.
Or if it's this, I'm like,
Then make the decision. But I think like when you're shopping and walking, the cover of a book is so crucial too. Like, if it's a cool looking book.
So you would then,
I'd be like, well, this doesn't interest
me. That's
fine.
I don't disagree. Yeah. Don't judge it. So you'll initially judge a book by its cover, but not ultimately judge a book only by its cover.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm okay.
But
with
I think
that.
It's like in terms of marketing and catching people's
attention.
I'm okay
with this.
Because there's so many of them.
Like, I think you're right. Yeah. I mean, psychotic to read paper books and to go to a bookstore, but you know,
you're a Kindle man.
Support reading anyway, but yeah, I'm
just shocked. I feel like you'd be such a, own the book.
Oh no. I've gone completely the other way.
Yeah.
So it's
obviously a preference thing. I like still holding a book.
So it was going to be one of my
owning it.
It actually is one of my final thoughts about Kindles versus books, but I feel like I've talked about it enough. So I'll save it. I just think it's psycho to read that tiny writing. Like I didn't read it.
Well,
Rhea gave me a book. Like she'll read thrillers or whatever. And she'll be like, hey, try this out or whatever. Like books have the smallest writing. Like I've forgotten how small, like a Kindle. It's like, that is like, and that's even that small. And that's even that big. And it's like twice the size of like writing in books. Like, it hurts your eyes to read.
Now,
like
the counter would be you're staring at your phone, which is not great for your eyes. So while...
Not necessarily.
I don't think staring at your phone is good for your eyes, right? I'm pretty sure.
It's necessarily that bad for your eyes, though. I think it's just more the staring at something for that long.
I could be wrong, but I thought staring at screen.
I don't know what to think about this stuff with the glasses.
It just shocks me you're a Kindleman.
Big time.
Kindleman. Yeah.
It's the best. It's so much better.
Every other thing about your personality would be a book.
Why? Because I'm old school.
Well, yeah, and like you love to read. I feel like readers love to.
I love
books,
to read.
Like, and have like a collection at your house.
But that's
and, like,
the thing is, I don't love to read to show people that I don't care if people see my books and look at how impressive that is. Like, it doesn't mean anything to me. Like, all I care about is the actual experience of reading and the story. You know.
Yeah.
But I get your point. All right. What should I go with today? There's so many.
Mm.
I'll give better Oscar noms tomorrow. I'll give real. It just came out today. Tomorrow will be my Oscar noms one. I'm gonna go with a silly one today, and I want to know if you agree with me.
All
right. I have two really silly ones.
All right, I'm excited.
I have a lot of them. I'm really good shape. I'll give you a choice. You want the one about bags, or do you want the one about clothes?
Bags.
Okay. What is it with bags that don't open? Like, I bought some candy the other night.
So what type of bags are we talking?
Like, I'm talking like a bag of candy. I bought a bag of mini Starbursts. Okay. They're lovely. Really good, right? It was always a class. I bought them. I know Emily likes them. I'll have a couple or whatever. Like, I'm like ripping it with my hands. I'm trying to rip with my, like, it's like made of like impenetrable plastic. You either have to use your teeth, which is you're not supposed to, or get like scissors to open it. And there are many types of bags like this. And we know there are all kinds of bags you can use, chips, isn't that, that are easy to just pop open, right? Like pull up with your hands and they get like that. Like, why do we have to make bags hard to open?
So
it's so annoying.
I feel this way about ketchup packets.
Okay.
And like, or like mayo packets or like, when I can't get a ketchup packet open or mayo, it drives me crazy.
I get so mad when I can't open these things, and then I'm gonna use my teeth, and it's like,
so I don't ever experience this with chips. I think chips open relatively.
Chips are pretty good.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
That's why
I was
using chips as an example. Like, yeah, chips, like, use those bags. Like, clearly you can vacuum seal it enough where they stay good. Like, and I've had other candies where it's not this way. It's just like one out of every 10 bags will be impossible to open. Like, why?
So here's a question. You know how with chips, they only fill it like halfway so that they don't get crushed and everything. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have a half bag of chips like we currently get, a current bag of chips, or a full bag of chips, but they're crushed? So like there's more chips
for the
in
same
there.
Price?
Yeah, same price.
Oh, they're crushed.
But they're completely crushed.
Like they're like,
well, I mean, however crushed you think they would get, because there's no space saving.
Crushed, but I don't think they'd all be. So I think on the bottom, there'd be some that's.
But there must be a like they obviously do it so they don't get crushed, right? So
well,
they must
I think they
think
also do it to give you less food. I'm sure like the less they probably want to give you as little food as possible where you will still buy it at the same rate whenever they're trying to save money, you know?
Crushed chips do kind of suck, though.
They
like
do.
When it's at the bottom, like it's hard to get. Really, like,
yeah, when you can't use your hands and you
I
have
he
to
was
like.
Laughing for a second.
I did too. He's choking. So,
yeah.
You okay, buddy?
Nothing funny about that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. When it's like really crushed and it's like that is when you
it's
can't
tough.
Eat it with your hands, you have to like
hold
the bag up to your mouth. Disaster. But I'm okay if they're like, you know, they don't have to be the full chip. I'm already, you know, a half.
I'm picturing more a bag full of like the bottom.
That's a disaster.
So you would take the half bag.
I would take the half bag over the not being able to like pull a chip.
Exactly.
Out.
You're
but
almost,
in terms
you're
of
almost
it's like
a spoon
they're
almost.
Like crushed, but there's like some at the bottom, but it's like a lot of them are like third of a chip, half chips, whatever. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. All right. I did have
a good place there. But the main thing is they made the bag able to open. I would want it to be openable, whatever I get.
One final quick thing. So I just remembered it and we'll wrap up. I thought the Eagles seemed tired yesterday.
Oh, great.
I thought AJ seemed tired. I thought Saquon seemed tired.
I'm sure they did. You talked about the snow.
Yeah, I'm just putting it out there.
Well, I think that's probably why they didn't
walk. No, it could be they were at the podium and that's new to them.
I think that's probably why they didn't walk.
Yeah, I think so. I think the team is physically recovering from that.
Great.
And probably mentally.
This is really what I want to hear. Thank you. I will say, on the flip side of that, I'll keep going with my four straight road game.
Yeah,
and this is just for three. There are only four teams ever who won three straight road games in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. So let's remember that. Four teams out.
The Giants, I guess, probably did
the Giants, twice. No, the Giants, only one of them. They won a home game in 11. They were the division winner, the three seed, whatever it was. It was the Giants in 07, the 05 Steelers.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. The 2010 Packers, Aaron Rodgers, his one
season. Oh, yeah.
They were six seed. They won
did
all the way.
Bucks? Obviously not. But didn't the Bucks the year of COVID, they won two road games, I think.
They
won in
two,
Green Bay.
Yeah,
and then
they won in Washington and then in Green
Bay.
Yes,
that was
And then
they must have, the first one must have been at home.
So, but so only four teams ever have done what Washington.
And the Super Bowl
was
at home.
Take that.
Super Bowl was at home. I was
when they won it.
I'm talking about the year the Bucks won the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're talking about the year they won the Super Bowl. No, they were at home for the first game, then the next two were the road.
Right, with Tom Brady. They've only been to the Super Bowl once with Tom Brady.
They only went once. But they were they won the division, had a home game, and then two on the road. It was he played at Washington the next year. Either way, the point is, yes, they won two. So it's only up four times.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Day
19.
19 tomorrow.
That just doesn't math up to me, but I guess it
Hold
does.
On.
Two full weeks plus 2 weeks.
It should be 20 tomorrow. No.
No, because it's five plus five plus two.
Stop doing this. It's 14 plus four is 18. So tomorrow's the 19th.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go.
five plus four.
I mean, we're just talking about because there's a difference between this pod and what we do on the weekend. That's
really
why.
Yeah. I know. I get it. But all right. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, he's item.